Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Isha and I'm glad to have you today with me. In today's episode, I'm gonna tell about 5 steps to be more self-disciplined in your life. But let's first start with discipline. I don't think anybody is born with discipline. It's something that is programmed into us, whether our parents do it or our teachers do it, or we do it on our own. It's something that is built with time and effort. You can consider it as a habit that you can develop for yourself. It is like a muscle. The more you work on it, the more it will grow stronger. You can learn it from your parents or teachers or friends or whoever you think is focused in their lives. Right now, if you feel like you don't have discipline, it's just because of your bad habits and you need to focus on your life. Rather than spending your time on useless things, you should focus on things that will bring you more clarity. Like, spending time on Instagram or Facebook won't bring you anything to you unless you are earning money out of it. Seeing other people on Instagram will only give you FOMO, fear of missing out, and you are gonna think about how happy they are and you also want that kind of life, but you are just wasting your time looking at it. You need to work hard and earn more money so that you can live the life that you have dreamed of. You are just looking at the screen for hours and wasting your time instead of hustling hard and working for your dream life. Eventually, your dreams will come true if you keep working on that one thing. It's like you are planning to go to gym, which some of you have never gone to, but you make it a routine to go to the gym and keep on working out. Your muscle will become stronger and stronger each day. That consistency will bring a lot of changes in you. Similarly, you must also bring that consistency and regularity into your daily life. It works the same with discipline. Eventually, it will be hard to follow everything, but you will get used to it. The more you practice it every day, the more it will benefit you. You need to make your priorities straight and keep on working on them. You should not leave room for time pass or useless stuff. You need to do things that will make you happy. And of course, I'm not saying to work 24/7. We all need some time for ourselves. Like, I love to read books and I have made sure no matter what I do, no matter how much tired I am, I have to read my novel before going to sleep for at least 30 to 45 minutes. You can do whatever you are passionate about and learn from those things. You need to make it a habit. It is necessary to be disciplined in life. Without it, I don't think you can ever achieve anything in your life. It is something you can and you should develop. And a funny thing about it is that you don't need discipline for easy things. You need it for the hard things. You don't need discipline for sleeping in or not going to the gym or not working hard or not studying for an exam. You need it to actually do the things that you need to do. If you have planned to go to gym every day at 5 p.m, then you need to follow it. Every day you need to make sure to go to the gym by 5 p.m. That's where discipline is necessary. See, nothing comes for free in life. You need to work your ass off for all the things that you have desired. You need to work hard to create a castle for yourself. No one will ever do it for you. Rather than just walking around and talking about the things that you want in life, you need to actually work on them to achieve the results. In fact, you need to work in silence for the things that you want in life. You should not shout it out and tell it to anyone about your plans before you actually achieve them. You should work on them, and once you finally accomplish it, you can speak about it and prove that you have done it despite of all the hurdles and difficulties that came along the way. So now come to my 5-step guide that you should follow to be more self-disciplined in life. The first and the most important thing is to develop healthy habits. You need to make a routine for anything you want in life. It is the most crucial thing for developing self-discipline. You need to set a schedule that includes dedicated time for all the tasks and activities that align with your goals. You need to stick to your routine consistently, even when it is hard to follow it. For example, you plan to wake up early. For someone who used to sleep late at night, it would seem an impossible task to wake up at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., but it is not impossible. The trick of waking up early is to not wake up early. Instead, it is sleeping on time. Once you make it a habit to sleep 10 p.m. and every day, you will automatically wake up early in the morning. The reason behind waking up early is not merely waking up. It is to be energized, happy, and productive in the morning. Nothing could assure this more than sleeping on time. What's the even use of it when waking up early if you're feeling groggy and hating yourself about it? Waking up early fizzles out. Sleeping on time is what flourishes you. Over time, it will become a lot easier for you to stay disciplined. The next important thing is to set clear goals. You need to start by defining clear and specific goals of what you want to achieve in life. If you are having a clear sense of direction, it will help you to stay focused and motivated. You don't have to set a target, instead, you have to make it a habit. Setting habits will make us the person we want to become on the journey to reach our goals. For example, if you are running a marathon, you don't have to do it for winning. Instead, you are doing it to get fit. We want to see how disciplined we are. The more we get the process right, the closer we get to the target. The habit you develop along the way will be with you for life and will take you to higher in life. The third step to being more disciplined is to remove temptations and distractions. As I said above, you need to let go of all the things that will distract you, like spending hours on social media and looking at other people's picture. It will not bring you any good. You need to work hard so that people will see you and follow you. For this, you'll have to remove all sorts of distractions. For this, you need to identify the things that often distract you and tempt you away from your goals. I know it's difficult to remove these things, but eventually you will get used to all these sort of stuff. You have to take proactive steps to minimize their influence. This might involve limiting your time on social media, turning off notification of your phone, or creating a designated workspace that is free from any distractions. Once you are consistent, things will start working on their own. Another important factor that you should keep in mind is staying accountable. You have to stay accountable for everything you do. You have to find ways to hold yourself accountable for your actions. This could include sharing your goals with the trusted friends or family members who can provide support and encouragement. Your story is valuable even if you don't see it today. You can even share your experiences, who may find them valuable. Even you can try things like making to-do lists, habit trackers, or accountability apps to monitor your progress and stay on track. You have to stay focused for yourself. The fifth and the last important thing is to practice delayed gratification. Self-discipline often requires sacrificing immediate gratification for long-term rewards. You need to train yourself to delay gratification by avoiding impulsive behavior and making conscious choices that align with your goals. Keep on reminding yourself of the benefits and rewards that will come from staying disciplined and sticking to your plan. Once you try to follow it, a lot of hurdles will come along this journey. But like I said in my previous audios, you need to create a room for failure. Don't ever get afraid to fail in life. Instead of trying to minimize your struggle, you should try to make it more meaningful. Even if you try to minimize your struggle, it will only suppress your emotions. Even when we suppress our struggles, it doesn't go away. Instead, it just bottles up, making us question ourselves daily. When we choose the meaning of our life struggle, we can utilize it and use it instead of it using us. So, here we come to an end for this episode. Thank you for listening to the episode and make sure to hit the follow button. Till then, remember, self-discipline is a skill that takes time and efforts to develop. Be patient with yourself and celebrate small victories along the way. Take care. Bye-bye.